KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies at 70 degrees. We look for occasional showers and thunderstorms today and a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports 19-year-old Tucker Flynn of Creston was arrested Sunday in the 1,000 block of Highway 25 in Taylor County. Flynn was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $1,300 bond. A 16-year-old was also charged with possession of controlled substance and drug paraphernalia following the same traffic stop. The juvenile was released to the custody of a parent and referred to juvenile court. Members of the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday to review a site plan for a proposed drive-through coffee business. Dan Forsland, construction manager for Scooter's Coffee, will be on hand during the meeting at City Hall to discuss the development and address any issues the commission may have. East Atlantic Holdings LLC of Urbandale owns the lot where the Verizon building is located at 1508 East 7th Street. City Administrator, Zoning Administrator John Lund reports the company has agreed to lease part of their property to Scooter's Property, which is proposing a drive-through coffee kiosk only. It would be situated in the grassy area in front of the Verizon store and immediately east of Oinkers with a physical address of 1500 East 7th. The store would offer a variety of coffee and smoothies along with breakfast food. Power that was knocked out for residents of Griswold and Lewis early Saturday morning was restored by mid to late afternoon Saturday. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon had said earlier in the day Saturday that a utility pole fire had been reported at around 11 p.m. Friday, with the power going out for most customers in Griswold, Lewis at around 3 a.m. Saturday. Anywhere from 300 to 600 Mid-American Energy customers were without power in the Griswold and Lewis areas. A man accused of fatally punching a Sioux City resident is scheduled to enter a plea in the case. The plea and sentencing hearing has been set for today for 25-year-old Ray Avila. He'd been scheduled to stand trial August 20th. In June, Avila pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter, assault, and flight to avoid prosecution. He was arrested in May in Jalisco, Mexico, where he had relatives. Sioux City police say Avila became involved in an altercation on July 29th of last year between Juan Espinosa and Peter Johnson. Johnson suffered a skull fracture when Avila knocked him to the pavement and later died. Also, a Northwest Iowa school librarian and art teacher has been accused of stealing more than $2,000 from two school fundraising events. 50-year-old Susan Slagle Boyd of Storm Lake was arrested last Thursday on suspicion of theft. Officers were called to St. Mary's Catholic School on Thursday after school officials discovered money collected from two book fairs was missing. Police say Slagle Boyd is accused of using $630 from a fall book fair and $1,500 raised from a spring book fair for her personal use. The money was supposed to go to the school system for curriculum supplies. Slagle Boyd was booked into the Buena Vista County Jail with her bond set at $5,000. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Saturday that sheriff's officials in northwest Iowa's Lyon County had requested the Iowa State Patrol investigate a single vehicle accident involving a deputy. The crash happened Friday morning. The deputy's name has not yet been released. A preliminary investigation shows that the crash occurred on Lyon County Road K-52 or Hickory Avenue, just south of 160th Street. The Lyon County deputy was operating a 2018 Ford Explorer police SUV northbound in a non-emergency status on K-52 and entering a sharp curve to the right. The SUV left the road to the left, entered the ditch, and vaulted a driveway and rolled over and came to rest on a driver's side on the gravel of the gravel driveway. The deputy suffered incapacitating injuries and was flown by ambulance to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol, and a technical collision investigation was being completed by the State Patrol. After devastating flooding in recent years, some U.S. states are starting to put more money into efforts to guard against rising waters. An analysis of preliminary data by the Associated Press has identified about $1.2 billion in damage to roads and bridges, utilities, and other public infrastructures from storms and flooding during the first half of this year. The Army Corps of Engineers has estimated it will cost an additional $1 billion to repair hundreds of damaged levees in the Missouri River Basin. States such as Arkansas, Iowa, and Missouri have already put money toward flood recovery and protection efforts. Voters in Texas will decide later this year whether to amend the Constitution to create a $793 million fund for flood control. Other states are also considering new flood protections. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say two people were not hurt when their plane went down in a cornfield in eastern Iowa's Linn County. Deputies were sent to the area Saturday afternoon after receiving a report the plane was down about a mile east of Iowa Highway 13 and around a mile south of the Marion Airport. They couldn't find the plane at the time. A drone was used to spot the aircraft Sunday. Authorities say pilot Bonnie Roth and student pilot Steph Dreher were not hurt. The incident is being investigated. A man has been sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison for robbing a bank in Davenport and one in Iowa City. Quad City Times' 35-year-old Tyson Hathaway was sentenced last Thursday in U.S. District Court in Davenport. He must serve 3 years of supervised release after he leaves custody, and he was ordered to pay more than $9,800 in restitution. Authorities say Hathaway admitted robbing a Northwest Bank and Trust branch in Davenport December 12, 2017, and a U.S. Bank branch in Iowa City on December 29, 2017. There were no incidents or injuries reported from either incident. A Davenport man has pleaded guilty to trying to hire someone to kill his ex-wife's boyfriend. Scott County court records say 43-year-old John Cooper entered the plea Friday. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 19th. Prosecutors say Cooper had violated the terms of a drug crime probation and had been ordered in September to complete probation programming at the residential correctional facility in Davenport. The court records say a cell phone confiscated from him there in November contained a message asking a former resident at the facility to kill another former resident who was in a relationship with Cooper's ex-wife. Court records show a Des Moines newspaper carrier helped save a woman caught in a sex trafficking ring. The Des Moines Register says one of its delivery workers, LaVon Franz, was on her paper route early in the morning of July 28th in Ankeny when she saw a woman waving her arms on the side of the road. When Franz pulled over, the woman, who had no cell phone or ID, was crying and said she wanted to go back home to a small town about an hour northwest of Ankeny. Franz took the woman to a convenience store when an employee called police. Police arrested a 25-year-old woman from East Dubuque, Illinois, on suspicion of pimping and human trafficking. Authorities say Walters scheduled times for men to pay the rescued woman and for others for sex at hotels in Ankeny. While a procession of presidential candidates cruised through the state this weekend, Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Hello, Iowa State Fair!
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren drew a massive crowd Saturday on the Des Moines Register's political soapbox. She started by reciting the three words at the core of her candidacy.
Big structural change. Yeah, give it to me again. Do you like big structural change?
Next up, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Thank you.
Booker emphasized a unity theme.
This is a moral moment in America. There are forces every day trying to tear our country apart along racial lines or on partisan lines. I'm running for President of the United States because I believe in us.
Seven other candidates spoke at the fair Saturday. A handful more were there Sunday, including former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. He's a Republican challenging President Trump.
A Republican in name only, because he's not a fiscal conservative. He doesn't believe in free trade.
Also this weekend, most of the Democratic candidates addressed advocates from around the country who gathered in Des Moines for what was called a gun sense forum. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg pledged to dip into his fortune to back like-minded candidates up and down the ticket.
Because in 2020, we're going to show just how strong our movement has grown.
Kamala Harris is the only candidate still campaigning in the state today. This weekend, Harris was endorsed by former Iowa Democratic Party chairwoman Sue Dvorsky, who's worked with Democratic activists throughout the state for decades. I'm O.K. Henderson.
That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.